I have to start this off with a story, okay? It's been bugging me since it happened to me a few years back. It's literally like Inception. The thought went into my brain and now it's building and building and building this crazy, a little scary world. Okay.
What we gonna do right here is go back. Way back. Back into time.
No, 2014, 2015. I was on a show with Charlamagne for MTV2 called Uncommon Sense. Basically, it's a panel of people and they give their opinion on stuff that's going on in pop culture. Really cool show. I was excited to be on there. And the episode that I was in, it was my first time meeting this woman named Crystal. Very intelligent, very smart. I know intelligent and smart are the same thing. Just to like show the reverence that I have for her and the respect that I have for her. But it is with her that this story kind of takes place. So there was this segment on the show and they didn't even end up airing it, but we were kind of clowning Kylie Jenner's cornrows because publications were crediting her, if I'm not mistaken, for like bringing in this new look. And it was appropriation as fuck, in my opinion, more so from the like publications that did that. Nonetheless, it was like a hot topic. And then Charlamagne made the segment to be white celebrities with cornrows on versus black celebrities with blonde hair, which to him feels as whack, like the black correlation of that type of appropriation. So it was like going back and forth between both celebrities and who was whacker, who looked better in the other culture's hairstyle. So up on the screen pops Christina Aguilera, and she has like her braids. It must have been like an MTV VMA Awards. And I know, like, hey, she's Hispanic. She's not white. Therefore, she doesn't count in this category. And Crystal stops me and she's like, Hispanic, that's not a race. You're either black or you're white. Now, this is the first time I've ever heard that first of all, if we're going to subscribe to the thought of color equals your race and races even being separate things, if we're subscribing to that, I had never heard that my race doesn't exist. Whether it's Hispanics, Latinos, whatever you want to call us, those terms mean different things, by the way. I'll explain that in a little bit. Or brown or tan, that we are either white or black. It was really weird. And in that moment, I kind of took it for like, oh, it's just shock value of the show. Because we kind of got into a little spat. Not her and I, but just like everybody. Like, what do you mean? How are you going to tell the Hispanic girl that her race doesn't exist? Like, if I go to a white person, they're not going to be like, oh, you're one of us. Yes. No. And then if we're going to go into that theory, my dad, he's really, really dark skinned. So he definitely can't be white, right? My mom is very fair skinned. That's where I get it from. So if we're going off of skin color, like let's just put it in theory, right? My dad would be black and my mom would be white. So I'm half black, half white. Do you understand how, like if I go to a black person and say I'm half black, or if I go to a white person and say I'm white, neither of them would fuck with me. So kind of brushed it off for the moment. I was like, this isn't as big a deal as just like this conversation. And it didn't air, so it was nothing like to get crazy up in arms about. And again, like I have a lot of respect for Crystal. I don't think she meant it in a hateful way. It was from what she knows. Later, like a few weeks later, Charlamagne kind of backed up her side of things. Like he would send me articles, something about how Hispanics are white. And then it kind of felt intrusive, like, okay, you're trying to make me feel like this is the thing. There's only black and there's only white. But I don't agree. I'm sure an Asian wouldn't agree. I'm sure a Middle Eastern wouldn't agree that you're either black or you're white. And I don't agree. This kind of came back around like throughout these years. I would talk to people about this and they would always get just brushed aside. Like, again, a white person's not going to be like, you're one of us. And you being half black, half white is not going to fly with a lot of people, both black and white. So this concept of identity came back up again with the Florida shooting. The young man who went into the high school and shot was Hispanic. And I believe I saw like a report that called him white Hispanic and then like what white Hispanic means, and that people do identify themselves as white who happen to be from Hispanic backgrounds. And just from my own experience, when I worked with Big Boy and the interviews would go on World Star or whatever, people would always be like the white girl if they referred to me. And I just kind of chalked it up to maybe people only know black and white for some odd reason, don't know that there's other backgrounds and races in America. And so that's why they called me the white girl. But I think I'm very distinctly Hispanic looking. I think I'm Hispanic speaking. I always get told like I have an LA Hispanic accent. So nonetheless, these different moments kind of bring up this question of why. One, I think more so was just concerned of how did they even get to this conclusion? When I bring up this story to anyone else that's Hispanic or Latino, like I haven't heard, yeah, I say I'm white. No. So as I'm looking into where this data comes from, a lot of it's from the census and how people of descent that comes from like either Latin America, they write that they're white on like the race question. And that's where that comes up. Oh, they identify themselves as white. So they're white Hispanic. Now, if you're Latino and you're Hispanic, you will know that this goes down, right? Man, I wanted to say right now that I wanted to make this a video. Did you hear that noise? My camera. That's whack, dude. Like, I'm really, really, really trying to, like, I bought a background. I got this camera that everyone says is dope for vlogging, and it just got too hot on me. And I don't think it's even been, how long have I been talking for? So how the fuck do these motherfuckers do this shit then? All right, well, here goes my video. I don't know if it's saved or not, but maybe it did. And maybe I'll just put in a clip before it fucked up. Fuck you, camera, I'm mad at you. Keep in mind, I'm doing this in my room. I'm not doing it in a studio. I don't have someone to record it for me. I'm doing this all myself. You know who I would say that I feel like? Remember in Mary Poppins, if you do, you're G and we're homies forever. And I'm down to ride with your ass. But the guy in the, I think it was the opening scene, but it's like the love interest of Mary Poppins. He was like a one-man band. Like there's a scene where he has drums, probably a trumpet and a triangle, but he has all of that set up and he's walking around and he's playing his one-man band. Anyway, that's how I feel like when it comes to this podcast. Okay, back to the story. So a lot of where this argument comes from that there's only black and white and Hispanics are, you can't be your own race. You're not brown. Tan is not a race. Brown is not a race. You're shit out of luck. You got to choose one of the other ones. It comes from the census. And if you're Hispanic, if you're Latino, you know this. If you're doing the fill out census application, and I just filled out my marriage license or like my marriage. I just filled out some shit for marriage, dude, recently that I had to send in to change my name and all that shit. But anyway, I have to talk about that too. So the questions go, are you Latino, Hispanic? Yes, no. And the question right after it is, what is your race? And the options are white, black, African-American, Asian, Pacific Islander, other. If I'm not mistaken, there's probably more, but those are the basic ones, right? And I do not blame anybody that's Hispanic for choosing white because the other ones seem so less likely to be who we are. And it's very weird to say other. I would just rather write white than other. But that doesn't mean I identify myself as white. It means that you guys didn't give me any other fucking option, so I chose that one. And it really irks me because it's like their argument is based off what I feel is false data just because I've been in that experience where I'm filling something out and I get those questions. Are you Latino, Hispanic? Yes or no? We legit have our own separate question, which is beyond me. And then it's, what race are you? So then tell me my race doesn't exist because I'm choosing to say that I'm white or I identify myself as white. No. And then I started thinking, why does this happen, right? And then my conspiracy theorist brain started working. And I thought of, let's say I'm America, right? Let's say I'm a white American. Let's say I'm the fucking government. And I see this growing population of Hispanics, which is known. We know that Hispanics are growing in population. That's one of the reasons why a lot of opposition from white Americans happens, because it seems as though in the near future, we will not be the minority. We will be the majority. And that would push white American numbers below ours. And that's a scary thought for them because it just goes like power and political power at that is gonna shift, right? And should by sheer numbers, if there's more of these people here, they should be represented more in power, in government, in education, in the arts, in everything, right? And that's something that doesn't feel okay to a lot of people that are white American. Now, to further prove this point, I want to share a conversation between Jorge Ramos, who is a Mexican-American news anchor, beloved. He's iconic, especially to our culture. Everyone else may know him as the reporter that got kicked out of a Trump press conference and got told to go back to his country when he is a citizen here. So take that how you will. But it's a conversation between him and Jared Taylor. Jared Taylor is an American white supremacist. He's the founder and editor of American Renaissance, a white supremacist online magazine. And I'll let him explain this.
You have said we are 17% of the population, yeah, but we have only three senators. Who's we? We as Hispanics.
Latinos, yeah.
Latinos. You want more power for Latinos. That comes at the expense of my people's power. But why do you want to take away my power?
You're talking out a reality about a minority in this country in which you are 17% of the population,
right,
and we only have 3 senators. So therefore, we don't have the political representation that we deserve.
And you want more and more and more.
Of course, because we only have 3 senators.
How much political?
At this point, 14 senators.
I see. You'd be satisfied with 14. And 50 years from now, how many would you like?
Let's talk about 50 years from now. These are the numbers that I have. In 2044,
yes,
white non-Hispanics
become a minority.
Will become a minority.
Right.
24. Is that what you're afraid of?
I think every white person in his bones thinks this is a terrible thing.
Now, I'm not saying it's every white person, but I'm saying that this is a real fear that many white people in power do have. If you understand that, you can also understand why there's such a push for, or should I say, against Latinos and Hispanics and immigrants. So my conspiracy theorist brain started working, and then I was thinking, so what do I do to not really showcase that this is happening, that this population is growing and is very soon to become the majority population in America, to the current majority population in America, which is white? How do I, like, not scare the children by not telling them what's really going on? Or by masking it, right? It's a way of not showing the real numbers. And in this case, it's not showing the true numbers of actual members of this community by not giving them the option to identify themselves, to give them the option to say white, black, Asian, Pacific Islander, or other. And knowing that, yes, some do pick other, but a lot say white. None of them write brown or Latino. It's not in there. It's not in the race thing. It's its own question. And I think it being its own question is something like for like the government to be like, okay, we know the real Latino Hispanics, but when it comes to race and we put out populations and we put out demographics, on paper, we're helping the number for like the white population look a little bigger than it should look because we're identifying ourselves as white because that those are the options that we're given. I hope that makes sense. And that's truly why I feel because I have never been told I'm either white or black until recently. And then I've heard it a few more times. And so I think just for myself, I'm just like, no. Because believe me, if one could participate in the privileges that white people get simply for being white, we would sign up, but we're not white. We would probably enjoy them too, but we're not white. So I was speaking to my father-in-law, who is a very, very wise man. And he was telling me that kind of notion is based off of ignorance. And Spaniards may consider themselves white, but yeah, okay, I'm half Mexican, half Salvadorian. I am not full Spaniard. I'm the product of a Spaniard and an Indian from when Cortez went to Mexico, right? And that, my friends, has its own term. And guess what the term is not? It is not white. It's mestizo. If we want to talk about races, I am mestizo. And we come in very different skin tones. I'm telling you, my dad is darker skinned. My mom is very fair skinned. And I cannot subscribe to the fact, I cannot look at my dad and then say I'm white based off of skin color. One, I personally think that the color of your skin, that's an adjective. That's a descriptive word for how somebody looks. I don't think that as a Latina or as a Hispanic, I'm white. I also see that the reason why we may be choosing white is because we don't have other options allotted to us in these forms like the census. I remember I'm from Glendale, right? Glendale, California. Huge population of Armenians. If you look at population charts on the city, it'll say that city's 80% white. And then you go to that city and it's more so 80% Armenian. I don't think that they consider themselves white because they're very proud of where they're from and as they should be. And then I think that we can be separated by nationality just in the sense of like, I'm American or you're Canadian or you're French or you're Mexican by nationality, but to only make things black and white. I don't know, like I think as I've been internalizing this and just thinking about it for myself, I have never had to question like what I am or who I am or what my background is, what my race is. And in that moment when we were doing black celebrities with blonde hair versus white celebrities with cornrows, and I was told you're either white or you're black, it didn't sit well. But I guess had it not happened, I wouldn't have done this kind of research to figure out, one, where does this notion come from? And then two, how do I, because if I figure out where it comes from, I can figure out how to defend my end of it, right? Which I feel like is a lot of people's end of it. I don't feel like I'm the only Hispanic that thinks they're not white. I'm not going to subscribe to that notion. I'm not going to let someone tell me that I don't have a race. If I don't have a race, we all don't have races because we're just making this shit up anyway. And I'm not saying that I detest the white race, because in the hierarchy of things and races, they're probably like at the top. So who wouldn't want to be a part of that? But someone who isn't. I think identity is really important too, because it helps us with our foundation of ourselves, of our family, of our cultures, and our directions and our morality and rituals and traditions. So I guess my suggestion would be, if you're Latino or Hispanic and you don't consider yourself white, with these forms, don't circle it in. Don't bubble it, don't check it, don't click it. Even though we do it because it may seem the most likely to what we are, because these other ones are so, or further from the truth than this one, go fucking click other. Other just feels so, I just want you to know, other feels weird to click when you're not an, like you don't consider, you know what you are. It's kind of like, I know I'm not an other, I'm Hispanic, I'm Latino. So y'all's bad that this shit's not listed here. But it's because, and just understand that you going for the white option, because it kind of makes the most sense out of the nonsensical, is being used to push this narrative that we're white, not by privilege, not by status, not by respect in this country, but on paper, so that it may seem like the white numbers aren't really dwindling like they truly are. And to also downplay the numbers and the growth that our race is really having. I'm gonna put other, and then I'm gonna make a little line when it, if it has to be written out, I'm gonna put mestizo, because I'm really proud of that. And shout out to my father-in-law for telling me about that. He also gave me this book. It's called Historia Verdadera de la Conquista de la Nueva España. So in English, I had to Google the translation because I wanted to say the real history, but it's the true history of the conquest in New Spain. I didn't know. See, this is why I tell you, I love this man. He teaches me so much. I didn't know that they called Mexico New Spain when they went to Mexico. And so I'm reading it. It's in Spanish, trying to get my Spanish up. I'm really good at Spanish. I'm lying. I'm pocha. But I'm good. I just forget words sometimes. No es que cuando hablo español que se suena como gringa. Pero a veces no me viene la palabra que estoy pensando. And then it feels like I ain't. Suck at Spanish. I always thought about it too in school when I was learning about all this history. I always figured like, this is not my history. What was going on with my race during this time? As I always thought about that. What were we doing when this was happening? And I had Chicano studies for a little bit in college, but clearly I should have looked into it more. And my father-in-law is definitely helping me out with that. Also, Hispanic, Latino, if you haven't heard the differentiation, let me do that for you. You can be both Hispanic and Latino, or you could just be one. And here's how it goes. Hispanic has to do with the language spoken in these countries. So America can be a Hispanic country, honestly, because Spanish is spoken here. If you speak Spanish, if your family speaks Spanish, guess what? You're Hispanic. Now you can be Hispanic, but not Latino, like people from Spain, because Latino has to do with geography, location. Latin America, any country in Latin America is a Latino country and breeds people that are Latino. But Spain is in Europe, so they are not Latino. They are Spaniard and Hispanic because they speak Spanish. Following along with me? Yeah, you are. Now, you could be Latino and not Hispanic like people that are from Brazil because they speak Portuguese there predominantly. So they're Latino, but they are not Hispanic. One has to do with language, the other one has to do with geography. You can be both, or you could just be one. And then Chicano is, I think Chicano could be like a good identifier. I personally don't like the word. It's nothing against what it stands for. Chicano is a weird word to me. That's totally personal. It holds no weight to like the conversation about what we want to identify ourselves at. I just don't like the word, so I don't really use it. But I Googled, and Chicano or Chicana is a chosen identity of some Mexican Americans in the United States. The term Chicano is sometimes used interchangeably with Mexican American. I'm gonna stick with mestizo because mestizo really has to do with your genetic makeup, which would equal race if we're really talking about these imaginary categories that do definitely have real life privileges and real life repercussions. I'm mestizo. And let's Google mestizo just to give you the right definition. Let's look at the Encyclopedia Britannica. Mestizo. Any person of mixed blood. It's pretty simple. In Central and South America, it denotes a person of combined Indian and European extraction. A Spaniard, Indian, in Mexico. Bam! Here I am, years later. mixed with the Spaniard and Indian in El Salvador. Bam. Because I also don't want to like neglect that side of me. It's low-key sad because my husband is full Mexican and I am half Mexican, half Salvadorian. I grew up very Mexican because my dad had more family and my mom took on a lot of the traditions of Mexico. She knows Mexico like most people know their native country. She doesn't have, Salvadorians have a certain way of speaking. She can turn that shit on and off. And mostly when she's speaking Spanish, she's talking like Mexican. Like let's say American English and European English, like British people sound really different. They're both speaking English. Similar. Mexican Spanish is like, I'm not saying this in a bad way. Basic. To me, it feels like English. Whereas when we hear British people talk, it's, oh, they have an accent. When we hear Salvadorians talk, it's, oh, they have a Spanish accent. Like they have their own little twang to Spanish. And then we feel like Spaniards are just proper motherfuckers. So maybe, hold on, because the British people are like the proper English. Okay, so how British is proper English, Spaniards have the proper Spanish, Americans have the basic English, Mexicans have the basic Spanish, and then like let's say like Australia. Australia has its own twang to English, and El Salvador has its own twang to Spanish. Like that. But anyway, my mom, she never really spoke that. She could turn it on though, like when she was around people that were Salvadorian, she spoke like that. My grandma, from my mom's side, she didn't have the Salvi accent. She called us cipotas, which was kind of the length to which it got Salvi on us. And I used to think that was like a bad word. And I would tell my mom, why are you letting her call us cipotas? It just means girl. But honestly, besides pupusas and pan con pavo on Thanksgiving, it's our own flip on turkey, which is way better than what everybody else eats for Thanksgiving. You can come over to my house and I will give you some and you will know what I'm talking about on Thanksgiving. But because of that, I felt, and being out here, I'm surrounded by Mexican culture. My dad's Mexican. He is one of 13 children. So all those children had children, all my cousins. And we're just bigger family, more Mexican presence where I'm at. An impression by my family, kind of grew up leaning more towards my Mexican side. So now our son Jorge, he's 3/4 Mexican and 1/4 Salvadorian. And it's really, really hard to like push Salvadorian stuff onto him because I don't know it like I should. And like, not for nothing, I'm not trying to go to El Salvador, at least not right now, but I'm not going to Mexico either for the same reason. So it's tough to really explore my roots from over here. But if you are Salvi and you want to put me up on game for Salvi stuff, I'm all for it. If you can help me, if you're Salvi and you're down with the cause. My email again. Oh, this email. Whoa, maybe this email. Look how the world works. I'm asking you to help me with my roots, right? And my email is stayrooted@gmail.com. No E though. Psh, too much of a coincidence. It was supposed to happen this way. Let's see what else though. This episode is about identity, clearly. Oh yeah. Going back to appropriation. All right. There's this spot in LA. It's my husband. It's one of his favorite Mexican spots, right? It's called Salazar. So we go and I find it extremely hipster. When we go, we're the only Hispanics there. Everyone else is white. Busboys, they're Mexican, but the waiters, they're white. And it's white prices because it's like a taco $6. That shit is not Mexican. But I asked one of the waiters and I said, is the guy who owns this Hispanic? And he said, no. I didn't ask any other questions. And it just felt a lot like appropriation. And my husband has another take on it. He's like, look, if the food's good, then it's fine. And it really like leaves me in an uncomfortable position because the clientele is very white hipster. The food is good, but it's Mexican food. Like it's horchata, it's tacos al pastor, aguachiles, ceviche, and it's called Salazar. I don't know if this is true or not, but my husband said that he found out that there was a tire shop there that used to be called Salazar, and then the person that bought out that area just called their restaurant Salazar, which feels more shitty to me because it's like there was a Hispanic that owned a spot called Salazar here, got kicked out of this shit or lost it or sold it, and the new owner kept the name, but it doesn't have any like attachment to him. I don't know. I'm grappling with this because similarly to when the thing went down with Kylie and the cornrows and Vogue or one of these publications saying like that's a new hairstyle, I could see why Black people would find that offensive because it's like the fuck. Same way people were like, this is the best Mexican restaurant I've ever tried, and it's not owned by a Mexican person, but pushes the shit out of that culture. Like there's nopales, there's cactuses or cacti all over the place. That I think that's the worst part of it. It's like super authentic looking, but is it? I don't know. And then I don't know. I don't know why I feel bad, like the clientele not being Hispanic. I don't know. We all have these types of things that makes you feel uncomfortable. I'm trying to understand it. Okay, there is this Instagram page, right? You can go look at yourself so you don't see that I'm tripping. At Mexi Trend. So at M-E-X-I Trend on Instagram. And just scroll through it. Scroll all the way through it. It is literally Mexican clothes and blankets sold by white people to other white people. All the pictures on this are white people with Mexican blankets and white people with traditional Mexican garments on. And let's see. It says, straight from markets in Mexico, soft and gorgeous blankets, stylish, colorful, and comfy dresses. Shop now with code MEXI10 for 10% off. And they have a website. I haven't gone to their website. I just looked at their Instagram and was like, what the heck? And now on their website, you get 25% off your entire purchase. The homepage of their website, it's pictures of white people. It's original kids Mexi dresses, kids and baby, picture of a white baby. Original mini Mexi dresses, women and teen. Looks like two white women and an Asian woman. Frida dresses, women and teen. A white woman. And if you scroll down, it's like a white boy and it says to the snow for some reason. It just felt very weird to see this because I know you want the things of your culture embraced, but you also want the people of your culture being the ones who represent it. Oh, they have a story. Maybe this will make me like it. We are U.S.-born sisters. We are two of six children raised by a teacher and a stay-at-home mom. We come from a home of love, kindness, and service. We learn to love all cultures, especially the Latino cultures. This past Christmas, we chose not to buy gifts, but instead to travel to Mexico and provide Christmas for 12 families with great needs. We felt blessed to be able to help and interact with these sweet, humble people. We fell in love with the rows and rows of beautiful goods that were marketed and sold to tourists of all backgrounds. Vendors begged us to buy from them. Our hearts yearned for a way to help them. We talked to some of them about their lives, families, shops, and products. We asked if they'd be willing to partner with us selling their products in the U.S. They were thrilled. We also visited and donated to a children's shelter with ongoing needs for far above the budget they received from the Mexican state government. We hope to raise more money to support these children. Unfortunately, as we were set to begin this part of our efforts, we were vicariously attacked and insulted with profanities towards us, our families, and others who are supporting us. We were surprised and disappointed when we were attacked and accused of stealing from the poor and of cultural appropriation. Our reaction has been to block the foul language and the insults. Our focus is to run a small business that makes a little money, but which also benefits others, especially a few vendors, families, and a few abandoned children who are in such dire need. Okay, so clearly I'm not the only one who has felt a way about Mexi Trend. I think the only, and like if they're listening or they would listen, I think the only thing that I would suggest is if you bought this stuff from people that you're partnering with, show them. Also, what it seems like the extent to what the families you're helping got help is when you bought their stuff, but you're reselling the stuff that you bought. So it's for profit. You're helping, like, let's say you buy bulk from China. For me to say, oh, I'm helping the Chinese because I bought bulk, but I'm reselling here. Like it mixes your intention, right? Like, by default, you have to buy it from somewhere. Me buying these bulk items from China, I can say is helping families in China that need it. But is anything that I'm making now with the stuff that I bought from them going to them, which would truly equal help? The other one is just you bought some shit from them. So you bought from them to resell for sell for your own profit is what it feels like. And I think that's where your intention can seem a little off-putting because you're saying we're helping them. We help them when we... what it seems like when we bought the stuff, but you would have had to buy it from anywhere. And honestly, it's cheaper in Mexico to buy the Mexican goods. I think it'd be a different story if maybe I could see them on your website and not just a bunch of white people on your website. And also just honestly, like it feels with your story, I think the only picture that goes along with their story is them in a plaza. But if you seem so ready to push that narrative that you went and you helped in charity and Christmas gifts and donating to children's shelter, and the only picture you post is you in Mexico with your sister at a plaza, it seems very much like this story may be something that you wrote up. Again, I'm not trying to discredit you, but I'm trying to help you see why people may think like that and why people may be coming at you for cultural appropriation, which is what you're doing. Because the definition of cultural appropriation, hold on, let me get my handy dandy.
You know what we need? Our handy dandy.
Computer. Cultural appropriation. Cultural appropriation is a concept dealing with the adoption of the elements of a minority culture by members of the dominant culture. Cultural appropriation can include using other cultures' cultural and religious traditions, fashion, symbols, language, and songs. So by definition, you are culturally appropriating because you're not Mexican, but you bought Mexican stuff to sell under a website called the Mexi Trend. And yeah, my suggestion literally would be just thinking objectively, not to diss you, but show that shit. Like, show the claims that you have about helping and partnering, and show these women that you, or families that you say are with your cause, or that you volunteered with, or however you're playing it out on your story. Because if you're going to get attacks like that, you're what you're showing is giving more proof to the other side than to what your side of the story is. Yeah, man, see it for yourself. I know I'm giving them many minutes of promo with this podcast just because it looks so crazy. If you're Hispanic or Latino, just go scroll through that. It looks really weird. Like, just seeing the shit we've seen in our homes and, like, our abuelitas, our tias wearing, like, presented the way that it's presented. Just go look. This year, man, this year's been crazy. Even, like, the Met Gala, that shit was weird. Honestly, no, I don't get fashion. I do not get, like, the high fashion shit. I'm not one like that. But what I know of the Met Gala, it's put on by Anna Wintour, and it raises money for this charity that has to do with the arts and fashion. And every year, there's a different theme that you have to dress up as, and designers make dresses and suits and garments, and celebrities wear them down the carpet. And so this year it had to do with Catholic imagery, and it was very odd to see things that are very real to people. Like, I don't know if I would be quick to join in on a theme party that was like, hey, we're all gonna dress up like Jews. I would understand if a Jewish person found that offensive, or if it was like, this year we're all gonna dress like Muslims. Not even being Jewish or Muslim, I would feel very uncomfortable with that. And I felt very uncomfortable with the theme. But hey, I'm just a mestizo trying to put on for her identity, y'all. That's how I'm in this shit. I'll see you next time. Hopefully I'll be able to see you next time, or hopefully you'll be able to see me next time. And this camera doesn't fuck up, and I can actually YouTube this. Okay, bye.